I'm Rhona Tarrant, the Armed Sheriff's Deputy assigned to the Florida high school where 17 people were shot dead has resigned rather than face suspension after an internal investigation showed he failed to enter the school to confront the gunman during the attack. The county sheriff said Deputy Scott Peterson, who was on duty as the resource officer posted to Majory Stoneman Douglas High School, took up a position and never went inside during the shooting, staying outside for at least 4 minutes. Nicholas Cruz, a 19-year-old former student, has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder in the assault. Story 2. The special counsel investigating claims of Russian meddling in the 2016 election has filed new charges against two former aides of Donald Trump. Robert Mueller indicted Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and business associate Rick Gates on multiple charges of tax and bank fraud. Both were charged in October with conspiracy to launder money, but there are no criminal allegations of collusion with Russia. Story 3. Russia has said there's no agreement on a UN Security Council resolution to bring in a 30-day truce in Syria. Speaking at an emergency meeting of the UN Council in New York, Russia's UN ambassador called for a feasible rather than populist action. Calls for a truce have grown as civilians in the besieged rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta come under more intensive bombardment. Story 4. The president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has encouraged Catholics to join with Pope Francis today for a day of prayer and fasting for peace, with special prayers for Congo and South Sudan. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said innocent families are suffering in the violent conflicts in both countries, as well as other parts of the world. Pope Francis announced the special day of prayer on February 4th.